The Mike O'Mara Show.
Whose car is that out front?
Mine. 1970 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule.
Uh-huh, where's the Camry?
I traded it in.
Shouldn't you have consulted me first?
Let me think. No, you never drove it.
Where's Jane?
Jane not home. We have the whole house to ourselves. Carolyn, when did you become so joyless?
Joyless? I am not joyless. There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man. There is plenty of joy in my life.
I gotta say, Mrs. Burnham, when you first came here, I thought you would be hopeless. But you're a natural.
Well, all I know is I love shooting this gun.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic Radio District of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
You are so full of ass. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were speculating, Rob. Buzz and I were looking at each other.
Alone.
You had dashed out of the studio 2 seconds before we hit. That's a showbiz term for going on the air, ladies and gentlemen. And I did believe that you were not going to make it in time to turn the microphones on, and there is the third time now all my crap has been dumped onto the desk. But that's okay. It's only in a specific order so I can see it, but I've got a picture of Allie there. That's always lovely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Just leave it there.
She'll be in her person later.
Yeah, we have these two little machines where all these sound effects come from, and one of the little machines was not. No, I'm not going to play it right now. It's going to break the flow of the rhythm.
That'd be gratuitous.
It's been fixed, hasn't it? It's perfect, right?
Of course, just like it was before.
There it is. Yeah, like it was seamless.
Joe, how did you say that you tested it when the wire was not only not plugged in, but it was elsewhere?
I think an alien came through the vortex of the fourth dimension.
You know what I call this, gentlemen? I call this a Friday show!
Yay!
What? Friday! Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message us, Mike O-WJFK. Send your emails to omara@wjfkfm.com.
That's right.
And go to our fabulous website, MikeOmaraShow.com, to see the fabulous intern. He's not fabulous, but we had a fabulous makeover for him.
You almost fixed him.
Yeah, almost fixed him. Now we could just get one of them injections and give him a little personalidad. That would be very exciting. On the big program today, we've got lots of stuff going on. It is officially BYOB Friday.
Yay!
Coming up just about an hour from now, our very special guest will be our fearless leader, CK, Chris Kinard.
Cool. All right.
He is also the producer for the Junkies program here in Washington, D.C.
He's very good.
And he is known as the program director and an incredible lightweight when it comes to the world of alcohol, and that we are going to take full advantage of here in the Geico studios today. We're very excited about that. Also on the program, I like this guy. It's Flipping Out. That's the name of the show on Bravo. His name is Jeff Lewis. He's the star of that show.
Very likable.
And this is a guy that puts like hundreds of thousands of dollars into million-dollar houses.
He's amazingly successful.
Sells them for more millions. Well, not all the time, Buzz. I mean, I was looking at one episode where he was down to pennies, and he had more money out than he had coming in.
Yeah,
so.
But he bounces back.
And he's very, very gay, and I love to talk to gay men.
This
cat
is a piece of work.
He truly is. He's a bit it's like Slicky Boy. Let me say. I'm trying to think. Who's the slickest guy? It's like Donald Trump meets Tim Gunn. That's really where the combination is. He's a real estate guy, but he's got a house full of all these misfits and just an interesting guy to talk to.
I think there's also a taste of Anthony Robbins in there.
A little bit of Anthony Robbins in there. And, you know, he does the show where you flip the houses and you make a lot of money, and he moves into them for a while, then he sells them. So he'll be on the show today. Also, Chuck Liddell, MMA's Iceman. You know this guy. This is probably, as far as mixed martial arts are concerned, this is the ultimate superstar. And we're going to talk to him because there's quite a little rivalry developing in the world of MMA and ultimate fighting. You know, this is an exploding sport, and boxing is very nervous because of the incredible growth of mixed martial arts and ultimate fighting and that. And right now, they got a little war going between one of their sponsors, which was Affliction, a T-shirt company that branched out into the world of ultimate fighting, mixed martial arts, and the original Ultimate Fighting you know, group that they're going to have two separate events on. Right. I guess the Ultimate Fighting is going to be on Spike TV, and the Affliction fight is going to be a pay-per-view. And they're talking about the fact that Ultimate Fighting did this because they wanted to screw up Affliction and all this. And there's a little – they're fighting, but that's what they do. Yes. They fight. Yeah, of course.
My concern is that somebody's going to get hurt.
You know, these guys
get hurt.
You know, when I was getting ready to interview Chuck Liddell, this is a guy you want to kind of be prepared for. You don't want to piss the guy off and, you know, tell him that he lost a fight when he won or something silly like that. So, you know, I was watching some of the knockouts on YouTube, and oh, my God, absolutely incredible, including one that I got duped on. And this happens on YouTube all the time, when they said, man killed by knockout, headshot knockout, kick to the head knockout, kills fighter. And, you know, and I went there
because
I'm a sick F. And then as soon as the guy gets knocked out, a little air bubble comes up. What do they call that? You know, with a pop-up bubble comes up and says, ha ha, he didn't die, you sick bastard.
Wow.
I thought that was
terrific. Somebody made that for you.
So more fun and more thrills. And, of course, the Buzz Babes are coming in today, too. Couldn't be more excited. Let's go to Brian, Quantico, Virginia. How are things down in the Marine capital of the world, Brian?
They're doing wonderful. Wonderful, Mike. Great show. Hey, question for you.
Yes, sir.
I may be mistaken here, but my birthday is tomorrow, but I believe Buzz's birthday is tomorrow as well. Is that not true?
That is not true.
No, that is true.
Thank God.
That is true.
Yeah, Buzz, let me tell you about Buzz Burbank. I just looked at Buzz, and he enjoyed that moment because Buzz looked at me and knew I have no idea when his birthday is. And Buzz looked at me without giving me anything, because if it was, I would feel horrible, especially with the birthday celebrations I've had recently, of course.
Your birthday's like May-ish?
October.
But that's right.
You're very close.
So it's not until October, Brian. Why did you think it was tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess he's my idol, and I was just hoping that we'd share something in common.
Every day can be my birthday for you.
thank you.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
Thanks for calling, Brian. Let's go to Jack, Rockville, Maryland.
I don't know.
Jack, how are you?
Good, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Me too.
I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to today. I just took a big test, and I'm going to relax for the next 4 hours and listen the way.
Oh, good. Cool. Well, don't be nervous. It's going to be fine. The test is over. How did you do in your test?
I think I did pretty well. Hopefully, I'll be a doctor one of these days.
Oh, you're going to do a little pre-med action. So was it a math or a science test?
It's the MCATs, which is a mix.
Oh, you took the MCATs
science
today?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A little bit of pressure there, I would imagine, right?
Just a little.
Ask us one of the questions you remember from
the please.
Test.
Yeah, please. Yeah, and we'll try to answer it. In fact, we all are required to answer it whether we know it
it's
or not.
It's been years since we took the MCAT, so this will be hard.
First question you think of.
Okay. I don't remember exactly how they phrased it, but the gist of it was, what type of cell in the central nervous system produces myelin?
Oh, myelin. Can I go first?
Yeah, please.
The cell that produces myelin is referred to as the D cell. And the D cells can also power flashlights.
No, Mike.
Sorry.
Mike, that's incorrect.
I'm sorry. Did I get that wrong?
The
I'm
correct answer,
sorry.
Because the myelin is so isolated, it's called the maximum security cell.
Oh, very good.
That's
thank you.
It is.
All right, Buzz Burbank?
I'm going to say neuron.
Neuron. Buzz's answer was neuron. Which of us came closest there, Danny boy? I mean, Jack?
Buzz was the closest.
What?
Buzz! Hey, Buzz!
Way to go. MCATs, that's the medical version of the SATs.
That's right.
And if
that's
you're,
right.
You know, we all know MCATs from Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. That's when Fokker shows how well he did on his MCATs and they fax him. Remember that? Well, thanks for calling in, SNA. You're going to get your Buzz on today, right?
Definitely.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And I'm excited about BYOB Friday as well. Let's go to Joe in Sacramento, California. Joe, how are you?
I am awesome, and I got to say, I am so happy when you guys do these MMA deals. That interview with Joe Daddy Stevenson a while ago made me one of his biggest fans. You remember how cool he was?
He was great.
Yeah, Joe Daddy Stevenson was fantastic. I remember that interview like it was Like it was never on this show,
uh-huh.
as a matter of fact.
Oh, you don't. I thought you were into that, Mike.
No, what do you mean Joe Daddy Stevenson? I was just talking to Big O and Dukes before I came in here. I'm on the fringe of this MMA stuff. I watch it. I'll look at an ultimate fight. I watch the old Bodog fights they had down in Costa Rica on the beach down there. But
right.
you know, you get me to rattle off these names. I can't do it. Who's Joe Daddy Stevenson?
I'm sorry. You had an interview with him. He's
no
a
way. Wait,
now.
Hold on. Wait, I never interviewed that guy.
Yeah, on your old show, you guys interviewed him.
Don and I
really,
interviewed.
Really, really cool.
Wait a minute. Don and I interviewed Joe Daddy. Let's go to show historian and the man that keeps this information in his brain.
The big head.
Rob, do you ever remember that we had Joe Daddy Stevenson?
This, I believe, well, I guarantee you never had him on.
Okay.
But this might be some sort of setup, like who's Joe Daddy, who's Joe Daddy.
No.
Is
it's
that what it is?
Setup. It's not a setup. Joe Stevenson. He's a UFC fighter.
Uh-huh.
No, please. You're wrong, sir.
No, we never had him on our show. I swear to God. I could
swear.
Remember. No way.
I absolutely put it on my life.
Well,
I
you know what,
God,
Rob?
Mike.
Let's figure out a way of like researching this through the
Can
archives.
Can you tell me an approximate date, even if it's just a month?
Oh, God.
Well, give us a year.
Maybe a year ago or so. I was maybe about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember. That's when you were an idiot.
No need to be that mean. He's gone. Sorry about that. I don't remember that.
Hey,
Chuck Liddell is the man. He's the superstar,
the
reigning superstar. Everybody knows him. Mm-hmm. Quite the magnet for the women folk as well.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know that, don't you? Do you watch Ultimate Fighting?
I don't. It frightens me.
I watch Ultimate Baking.
I only like to see people
surrounded by candy asses.
I only like to see people getting along.
So saith the queen.
You don't like you wouldn't. Well, you've been to a couple of fights, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I have. In Vegas, we went to one.
We all went to that one.
I found it to be a delightful evening, very enjoyable.
Are you exaggerating? Are you saying
no?
You're being totally sarcastic.
No, it's something I had never done before, and it was exciting, and it was fun, and it was over very quickly, and we left.
Do you know anything about mixed martial arts at all?
Just that it's very popular and that it's very.
Let me tell you,
it's tough.
It is very mean,
uh-huh.
And as somebody who not only enjoys a great boxing match, which mm-hmm. I do, mm-hmm. and I'm one of the old school hockey fans,
right.
where I say if the guys happen to drop their gloves a little bit and it gets a little out of mm-hmm. hand, I think that's kind of special as well. I enjoy that part of it too. Mixed martial arts is to me real combat, and mm-hmm. it's fun to watch because you know you got a lot more on the line, you got a lot more contact, and they go a lot faster. The things are over a lot quicker, and it's just loaded with action, and it's truly incredible to watch this.
Just me. It's just the way I'm wired. I'd rather watch Love than War.
You don't like the barbarism of it? The barbarism of it? Is that it?
Not so much.
Can we get the air on just a little bit more in here? Did they turn the air on today?
I feel it. It's on.
Maybe it's because I worked out today.
I feel it on my legs.
I swear to God, the guy
kicked
my
ass. That ain't the air, Buzz.
Oh.
He kicked my ass so totally. My guy Pete Colelli today kicked my ass more than I've
And that sets your metabolism up, and that's why you're warmer now.
Oh, God, look at him sweating.
Yeah, take off your shirt.
Look, I'm sweating. I get all pumped up, you know?
I think
get all excited. I really do.
Did he bring you into the squared circle?
He brought
octagon?
Me into the octagon and had me fight him today. I
See,
had to do
I don't
head
care
kicks
for,
to him right
I
now.
I don't care for that either. What is
you.
It about me?
Let's go to Josh. Josh in Wichita. Josh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, pretty good, Mike. Hey, you did actually have Joe Stevens on a phone interview at one point in time.
No, we didn't.
How come I don't remember this and Rob doesn't remember this?
And I don't remember it.
And I'm trying to think. I don't think Don would have had that guy on the show.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like a person we would have had on.
Was this an MMA star?
Yeah, he's actually pretty big in MMA.
Well, that's,
he had a big fight coming up, and that's when you interviewed him.
He had a big fight coming. What year was this?
It was this year, I believe.
Within
no
the
way.
Last, he says in the last year.
Do you have any memory of this, Rob?
If that happened, I would. Chances are, if we go over the producers of the show, play the odds. I was producing the show.
And then John Norman is still in this building, so we could probably, unless he's left for the day.
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation, so we can't ask him. I just don't see that happen. I mean, we knew on the old show, too, that Ultimate Fighting was extremely popular. We knew that was a very popular sport, but I just don't see that happening. What does it matter? Does it really matter whether we had the guy? What did we ask him? I'll put you on the spot, Josh. You remember the interview.
Well, yeah, he actually talked about some of the submissions that he did, and you guys were talking about how you didn't want to mess with him because, you know, he could, like, submit anybody really
Was he
quick.
Was he in studio or was he on the telephone?
It was a telephone interview.
Oh, well, that sounds like us.
Are
no
you
memory
sure you're
ever.
Not thinking of Dick Van Patten?
Are you sure it wasn't when we had Tim Conway on the show? All right, well, you know, Josh, I would assume Chuck Liddell is bigger than that guy, right?
Yeah, Chuck Liddell is the face of the sport right
and
now.
See, and everybody's into that, and we'll have a good chat with him. We're looking forward
but
to it.
But from now on, when somebody thanks us for having on a guest we don't remember having on, we should just play along because they seem...
Other shows might do that, Buzz.
They seem to like us.
I don't think, you know what, more. I don't think we had him on, and I think, I mean, so far we got three people here that say we didn't.
Right.
We've only got two people that say we did.
I wouldn't
so
remember
still
the name.
Winning.
I would not necessarily remember the name, but it was, boy, it was fun talking.
Somebody just sent me the podcast from that episode.
Really?
It's right here.
Okay. All right. Then we interviewed the guy.
I guess.
And that might be a fake podcast.
You might have been out that time. I don't know. I should have remembered. I should remember everybody we interviewed.
What's the date of the podcast, Buzz?
It was in segment two of July 31st, 07.
Let's go to Bob in Seabrook. Where's Seabrook, Bob?
That's right outside of D.C., Mike.
Seabrook? Where's Seabrook?
Lanham. Lanham and Seabrook.
Lanham.
Yeah, they kind of used to be Seabrook back in the 60s, and then they kind of, if you sent mail to Seabrook or Lanham, it would get here. They kind of.
But now there's no such thing as Seabrook, right?
Well, it is, but I don't think you can find it on the map unless it's an old map. They just...
You know, I mean, I used to live in Annapolis, and I go to the capital, the old Capitol Center in Lanham,
yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if I ever, God, this yeah. is, it's going to be that way all day today. Yes, there was a town
maybe
there.
Maybe this will help. It used to be known as Lanham by the Sea.
Lanham by the Sea. Back when Lanham was a seaside community. That was a big time.
Alas, all the water is gone.
What can we do for you today, Bob?
Well, Rick, and I was wondering if you've ever seen, I'm like you, I like to watch them guys lump each other up.
You know, it really, and I don't think it makes me more barbaric than my fellow man. I just, there's nothing like a great ass kicking.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I think, well, that, see, I think Buzz probably would sneak a look at it, you know, because I think he's man enough to like that kind of stuff. But
have you
it blows
the
whole sensitive Buzz image. I understand that.
Have you seen the women do that, though?
Okay, I have not seen.
Now I'm listening.
I have not seen women's MMA. Do they have the ladies doing that?
I saw one about a month ago, and this lady, she got so messed up that in the second round they called it because her face was so puffed up.
Isn't one of our Buzz Babes a mixed martial artist?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Allie is an MMA lady.
She'll kick your ass.
Alice Cooper said, "Only women bleed."
Only women bleed. That's not the same kind of bleeding.
You know,
are you certain?
Hey Rob, I've been listening since you was an intern, so you know this.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, come on.
Rob used to work at a Safeway in Seabrook. Thanks for calling, Bob.
All right, buddy.
All right, talk to you later. Let's go to
Seabrook Safeway.
The Seabrook Safeway. Let's go to John in Fredericksburg. How are you, John?
Doing all right. I'm looking at mediafly.com right now. Where,
you know, hold on. I can tell by your tone. You've got it, right? You've got the podcast. Okay.
We're,
all right, John. Funny. John, you sound so serious. We're admitting we're wrong. Okay. I forgot about the interview. Okay. So everybody is right that said we did interview this guy.
Well, Mike, you're always right. Mike, you're right. Rob is wrong.
Rob was. Now, hold on. I got
to
say, John, shut up. Shut up for a second.
You turned to him.
Wait a minute. Now, John, I will tell you exactly what happened. When you were saying that, Rob was shaking his head and going, no, he's wrong.
No. There was no interview.
Never happened.
Sure, I know with audio tape, it's real easy to manufacture an interview.
You can doctor tape.
Of course.
Right.
Come on. Have a little fun, John. Johnny, going to be joining us for BYOB at home?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Enjoy. See, you're stubborn and he was stubborn. I have already moved past it and I have yielded. Perhaps the reason for that is because I know that inside of 30 to 40 minutes, I will be enjoying an icy cold adult beverage, and you, unfortunately, have to stay on your physician's weight loss plan, and you will not be joined. Now, you were able to do that down at the shore.
Yes, but
I make a small request?
You may request. I may deny.
I request that on one of our BYOB shows, give me a number when you've lost a certain amount of weight where maybe you will just participate for one show, and we have Beth Ann.
100 pounds.
No, come on.
No, 50.
50 pounds, you'll join us.
I am halfway there.
In fact,
there.
That'll be Rob's celebratory.
I am halfway there.
Okay, and you'll be able to, because you did that a little bit on your vacation.
Yeah,
you bounced back quickly.
I did feel the problem. I did feel the hiccup in the weight loss, though, so I don't want to do that again.
I told my trainer today, Pete and I were talking about you, and we were talking about the fact that you lost 25 pounds on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he said, boy, he's going to have a tough time with that. You know, because it's just a protein. I said, you don't understand Rob. Rob is the ultimate creature of habit, as in a way we all are on this show.
Oh, yeah.
We are very, you know, you give us the ritual and tell us exactly what to do at the same time. You can usually get radio people to do that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the willpower of the hooch, I know, that gets to be a little tougher for you on
that. If I can get home and eat some dinner and sit down and watch TV without getting a beer, then I'm clear the rest of the night. But if it's a, if there's like a delay and I'm like walking around and I know there's a cold beer in the fridge, that's the danger zone.
One of the things that Pete already suggested to me, and we were talking about it again today. This is my trainer, a guy named Pete Galelli, who is just a great guy.
Right.
And I've modified, and I have not lost the weight that Rob has, but I've been doing these workouts, and they've been getting tougher and tougher each time. I think when I hit the 25-pound mark myself, we're going to have Pete come in. Complete with like the dumbbells and everything else that he uses,
and
we're
going to
take some of our interns, and maybe you guys, maybe you guys can do a little turn, and he'll just do the routine, which is not a ball busting routine by any stretch of the imagination that
Let's
he puts
go.
Me through. But I'd be curious to see how people do on
I'd
it.
Love to see it.
It should be very interesting. Let's go to John, Rochester, New York. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Radio guys, how are you?
I'm wonderful. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to wish you a happy BYOB Friday.
God bless you. We're really looking forward to
we
this
sure
one. You know,
are.
You come back from a break,
yeah,
and you get back to the real world, and anybody will tell you this, that normally when you come back off of a vacation, first day's kind of, you know, you're chunked up, and then you
right.
then it, you know, you realize you're back in the real grind again.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been waiting for this. We were talking about this one on Tuesday.
We were. Yeah. Monday, perhaps.
And CK better be prepared. I understand he's bringing us a drinking game today.
I understand he's nervous a little bit, too, which I think is good.
Very good thing.
Sets the table properly.
Yes, and we've all dressed up extra pretty because the Buzz Babes are coming
in
today.
That's right.
So, John, are you going to be celebrating at home with us today?
Well, I will be. I'm actually driving down to the cottage right now. I got to do some work. I will be cracking one open as soon as I get there.
Now, where is the cottage when you're calling from Rochester, New York? Where are the cottages around Rochester?
Well, we've got a number of little bays up on Lake Ontario.
Right,
and,
that's what I thought. That was on one of the lakes, right?
Yes, it's right. I'm right on the edge of Lake Ontario. So,
well, enjoy your weekend and live vicariously through us until you get out of your car, and then you can do your own fun. Okay.
Well, I do have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shut.
Hey,
the
hey, wait a minute. Hey.
I'm at the cottage.
All right, go ahead, John.
Are you going to be ever doing like a bring your own green Friday, and you can?
You mean like a cannabis? John, you're talking, of course, about weed.
Yes, a little hippie lettuce.
No, that would be succumbing to the ways of Buzz Burbank. That's not going to happen. Let me tell you about Buzz Burbank also. You know,
tell him about me.
It's always been a legend that he partakes in that habit. Let me tell you why it's a legend, okay? Because he does it the right way it should be done at this time in America. He does it the sneaky way. You never know when Buzz is doing that. And that's the way I want right. to keep it that way, and we're going to keep it that way forever.
If he does it at all.
That's it. So thanks for the call,
you got
Josh.
Any more of those chips?
You never know with you. You know, no, like right now, I know he's perfectly all right.
Oh, yes. Is he?
But, you know, 5 o'clock or so, I don't follow him everywhere he goes.
No.
I don't know what the hell's happening with
sometimes
him half the time.
You know, we get a 10-minute commercial break. He smokes alone.
Out behind the tool
sometimes, shed. Sometimes he's straight, sometimes he's not.
Sometimes sobriety goes away. Sometimes it doesn't go away.
Sometimes, Buzz, come walking into this studio, and we look him in the eyes.
Kind of
black eyes. Doll's eyes. That eye was roving. Bethany, what was that kind of dance? Everybody's wigging out today. Everybody is wigging out. Oh, she's gone. She came in to signal us to tell me
tell
that
her
we
you
have
won't
to
break until she dances again.
Yes, do that dance. Can you do your little chicken dance? Very good.
That was it?
CK,
you,
ready to join us later on?
He's scared.
Why is he scared?
He is, because he thinks he's not going to be funny.
I don't care if he's funny. Oh, we had Joe Ardinger in here last time we did this.
He'll be funny by the time
he was not funny. He was Joe just hung out and drank beer. That's all. You know what it's about? I mean, BYOB Friday, we found that out early. It's really about coming in and hanging out. And really, you know, by the time we get done with it, doesn't really matter who's funny or not. Everybody's funny at that point.
That's true.
That's the way it works.
He'll be funny by the time we get through with him.
All right.
He is bringing a drinking game.
That's good. We will break for spots because that's what you came in to tell me to do. When we come up next break, we're going to be talking to Buzz Burbank with the first buzz of the afternoon. And also, I want to discuss a game that we are going to be playing next week, which I think you're going to like. I want to throw that out so I'll get people's minds thinking about it.
Yay.
And a tribute to my favorite anchor, Ann Curry.
Oh,
just a little piece of advice for that unbelievably difficult woman on television.
She's guilty.
All that and more fun coming up right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.